Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hey, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com, and I am so excited to be recording this episode before I leave on another trip. So for those of you who are watching me on live stream, you can see that I'm back in my messy LA apartment because I am taking things out of my suitcase and putting them into a new one, doing a little bit of laundry. Super excited to be going up to Seattle to see my parents. And before I leave to the airport, hi guys, I really wanted to record this episode all about, and honestly, I had a kind of a hard time titling it because I'm like, can you actually manifest away shyness? Is that what I actually did? You know, like, is it that I changed myself from being more introverted to extroverted, or did I really develop self-confidence and develop confidence and kind of veer away from my shy, very timid and scared childhood personality? So however it is titled, today I wanted to talk about how I got to where I am today. And what I mean by that is, let me give you guys a little bit of a background story. So when I was in elementary school and also middle school and parts of high school, and honestly, I didn't really become more confident until about 3 years ago. I would say 3 years ago, maybe even less. So most of my life, I grew up with this identity that I am shy and I'm an introvert. And I was so terrified of people. I was so terrified of what everybody thought of me. I was so terrified of looking stupid. I was so terrified of saying the wrong thing. People would laugh at me when I would present because I was so scared. I would literally choke when I would present. And who the hell knows what I was presenting on at that time, like on dinosaurs and dolphins and who knows what. And so I remember kids laughing at me, and I remember kids being like, oh, Catherine never talks, Catherine never speaks, Catherine has no friends. And it was honestly really traumatic. And I remember really hiding behind my friends. I would have about one or two close friends, and you know, outside of school and at their house and at my house, I'd be this like super outgoing child, very just lighthearted, positive energy, very energetic, very outgoing. And then when I would be around strangers or people who I didn't know very well, I would pretty much hide behind my friends
Or honestly, I would go entire evenings. Like whenever I was forced to be in a group environment, I would literally go entire evenings without saying a freaking word. You guys, yes, I'm serious. Like if you knew me 4 or 5 years ago, you would totally remember that about me, or at least have an idea that I was that shy, or that I was that timid, or lacked that self-confidence. Brennan is either deciding to come in the house or stay out of the house. I have no idea if you guys hear him or see him. He's just checking the mail and packing behind me. So anyway, that is my backstory. And then people see me now. They see me in these group environments. They see me running live events, live streaming, podcasting, meeting other people, hanging out, making videos. Like making videos alone was terrifying for me. And so how did I get here, right? I get this question a lot. How do I bridge the gap? How do I go from being so afraid of who I am and being so afraid of my voice and, you know, thinking that others are going to see me as stupid or being afraid of what others think of me and all these things, to finally not giving one fuck, right? That's kind of where, and it's not like I still have fucks to give. Like sometimes I'll find myself a little bit on the more introverted side. Like if I'm around a group for many days, about the first 2 days, I'm a little bit quieter. By the third, fourth, and fifth day, I'm a little bit more myself. And so I wanted to share, I have 5 steps here. Because I really wanted to ask myself this question to first become conscious of it. Like, how did I do it? Because I didn't just wake up and, you know, turn into this version of Catherine Zinkina. There had to have been a lot of work, especially around self-acceptance and self-confidence. Because obviously by being afraid of what everyone else is thinking of you and being afraid to speak out and being afraid to be seen and to be known has a lot to do with you not accepting yourself or you being afraid of parts of yourself or being afraid of exposing yourself to others. And even though there's nothing really to expose, you're just so timid and so shy and so afraid. And so I wrote down 5 steps here to kind of share with anyone who is introverted, anyone who's shy and who knows that she has this message to share with the world, right? We all have this message that we know that if we were just brave enough to stand on a stage, turn on a microphone, turn on the camera, turn on our phones, that we would be able to help so many people. But we allow that fear or that identity that I'm the introvert, I'm the shy person, we allow that to hold us back. And I know I did that for many, many years, you guys. I remember wanting so badly to go on a live stream on Facebook when even make videos, right? Like the concept of videos being put on the internet. I remember for as long as videos existed, I wanted to make videos. I wanted to make vlogs. I wanted to share my life. I wanted to share my journey. Yet I was always held back. And so I used these 5 steps here. And this kind of led me to finally pushing the live stream button, finally entering a mastermind of 40 freaking people who are so well known in the online space and super successful, and coming in and going from being super afraid to ever even speak to a human being that I don't know to all of a sudden leading conversations, asking questions, just being a chatty Cathy. Like that stuff didn't just happen overnight. There were steps, and I'm finally figuring it out and so excited to help someone who has been struggling with the same or, you know, wants to get better, right? We all want to get better. We all want to improve. We all want to improve on our speaking abilities and our confidence, because we know that if we just got over ourselves, the world would be a so much better place, that we would heal ourselves and in turn help heal so many of other people as well, right? So let's get into the steps, because I know you're all waiting for it. So step number one is, first and foremost, I already kind of hinted on this, it's self-acceptance of who I really am. If you don't accept all the parts of you, that you are weird and you are quirky and, you know, sometimes you forget what you're talking about, and something that I had to accept, self-accept, was that sometimes I lose my train of thought. And it's really fucking awkward. And sometimes I'll do it on stage with a microphone. Sometimes I'll do it on a live stream. Sometimes I'll do it on my podcast. Sometimes I'll do it speaking to other people where I just go off on so many tangents that I have no idea where I am in this whole aura of conversation. Sometimes I'll forget words. Sometimes I'll say all the time. My speech isn't perfect, but that doesn't prevent me from going out there and speaking on stage and doing these podcasts, doing these live streams, and just putting myself out there. I had to accept these weird, quirky parts of me and understand that that's what makes me who I am. And another thing that really helped me was witnessing that authenticity has made so many people successful. And if there's anything that I learned last weekend being with Lewis Howes and the incredible speakers that he brought, like Gabby Bernstein, Jay Shetty, just all these different experts in their fields, and also speaking to other successful people, something that I learned is that all of them got to where they are because they were just being themselves. They were being authentic. They stopped hiding who they are. They decided that they don't have to be perfect all the time. They don't have to look perfect. They can just be themselves. They can shine their personalities. And that was the thing that got them to be successful. It wasn't the accolades that just came out of nowhere. It wasn't that they put on a suit and decided to show up somewhere. It wasn't that they were trying to like create this perfect story that doesn't exist. They just showed up and decided to help people and decided to be authentic. And when I started witnessing that pattern, I decided that, you know what, success leaves clues. And because I'm always learning from these mentors, and I'm always taking in like, how can I be better? What can I do to make myself better? And I realized that authenticity was something that I should probably apply myself. And I realized that all my audience ever wanted from me, all people ever wanted from me, was for me to be authentic, just be myself and accept myself. And another pattern that I realized was that my friends, the people that knew me, you know, when I'm comfortable and I'm at home, they're like, Catherine, if you would just act and speak and talk and be who you are right now, like with me one-on-one, if you were to do that in larger groups or from a stage or just get the fuck out of your head, like you would be so successful. People would just absolutely fall in love with you. They would think you're funny. They would think that you're just such a sweetheart, that you have so much to say. You have such an interesting perspective of life. Like if you just took that and brought it into a bigger audience, like your life would just take off. And so pattern after pattern after pattern, I essentially connected that self-acceptance plus authenticity and not hiding who you are equals success. And that's kind of where my life took off, was when I decided to stop trying to script myself, stop trying to be perfect, stop feeling like I had to say things in a certain way. And who cares if I forget words? Who cares if I forget sentences? Who cares if I don't make sense? Like, who cares? As long as I am just pushing my message forward, I know that by the beginning of my sentences to the end of my sentences, the message will go out. However it comes out is how it's meant to come out. And there's certain people in the world who are meant to connect with my style of speaking and sharing information, and not everybody's going to love me, and that is okay. So that brings me into my next points. So number two is to get comfortable being uncomfortable. This is a mantra that I learned from Tony Robbins, and I see Michael is on here. Hey, Michael, who is my Tony Robbins rep. I go to him for all things related to Tony Robbins products and events. But something that he really taught me, Tony Robbins, was the mantra, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and how leaning into the things that make you uncomfortable is the only way to grow. And I actually have this, a lot of people ask me like what my big driver is. And although I have many drivers, one is that I am so freaking afraid of being in the same place this time next year that I am in now. Like if I were to look back on the year that I just had, so for instance, today is January 24th, 2018, right? If I look back at January 23rd, 2017, and I see that my life is completely different than it was 1 year ago, I'm super happy. But if it's not, and I'm in the same place and I'm stagnant and I'm stuck, then I'm extremely dissatisfied. And I know that the only way to push forward and the only way to push yourself towards success and towards fulfillment, really fulfillment, is to start doing the things that scare the living shit out of you. And so my mantras have been, get comfortable being uncomfortable and feel the fear and do it anyway. So I started to push myself into social environments. I started to push myself to just open my damn mouth. So for instance, a lot of people ask me, like, how did you go from being in group environments and not saying a word? Like, I would literally, like, just nod my head and smile at people and that's it, right? Unless it's a one-on-one, because then I'm not just being awkward with them. I'm actually, like, trying to say something. But in group environments especially, I used to be so afraid of what they're going to think of me, what they're going to say. You know, what if I say something stupid? What if I embarrass myself right now? What if I say something that's politically incorrect and they're going to think I'm this horrible person? So how I went from that to starting to lead conversations and have conversations and not be afraid of so many eyes and attention on me was to just fucking do it. Even if I started with going from smiling and nodding to just saying, yeah, that's so interesting, I agree with that. And that's it. Even if that's the only thing I say, there is progress. I just leaned into the thing that really scared the shit out of me, and I realized that people still accepted me and they still loved me, and that I still was just leaning more into being myself, and that I didn't die, and that nothing scary happened. And so that got me to get into this rhythm of moving forward. And so my next step was to share an opinion with someone, and my next step is to have full-blown conversations and then share stories, and then all of a sudden be a normal human being in a group environment, right? So I honestly went from being so freaking shy and so afraid to more of a social butterfly by doing the damn thing, forcing myself into those situations. And also, I'm going to tie in number two and number four, because I honestly, they're not in any order. It's just like I just jotted down whatever came to me. Number four is speakers trainings and masterminds. So that's part of getting comfortable being uncomfortable. I remember part of my big growth in 2017 was to sign myself up for a 6-day intensive speaking training where I would just stand in front of people, no notes, no PowerPoints, share my story, and just speak like a normal human being and do a lot of things on the fly. Like, I remember we were not forced, but one of our assignments was my coach Michael would say something and then be like, all right, guys, now you practice, get up and go. And it's like, we didn't even have time to plan. We didn't have time to think. It was just boom, 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 boom. And that got me so far outside my comfort zone that when I finally left the speaker's training, I was like, I don't think there's anything that could ever happen on stage that would ever be as scary as this. Because another thing that we had to do to really lean into this discomfort and to get comfortable being uncomfortable was that he would actually have the audience act out your worst nightmare. So my worst nightmare would be people talking while I'm talking and distracting me, people getting up, coughing, sneezing, making noise, like just doing things to distract me. Another thing was people whispering about me, like, who is this girl? You know, what is she saying? Who is she? Blah, 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 blah. That would scare the shit out of me. And what he made us do was make, if you're in the audience, you're going to act out the speaker's biggest fear. And if you're the speaker, your goal was to keep talking and not lose a single beat while the audience is acting out your biggest fear. So I really forced myself into these situations. I remember when I was getting ready for dinner to go to the, and by the way, an introvert's worst nightmare is cocktail parties. Like, people standing around and mingling with a drink and just talking. So anyway, when I walked into Lewis House's mastermind night one, we had a cocktail like hour and a half where we were just walking in and just saying hi. And then Lewis is kind of making his rounds, and then we were like switching around and just mingling with each other and getting to know each other. And I just know that, like, if I don't force myself in those situations, then I'm never going to learn how to be more of myself around more people. I just have to go and just keep practicing and just keep doing it and just keep getting uncomfortable and get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so I know that anytime I'm ever uncomfortable, I am actually growing and it does get easier. But if you never go out there and practice, like if you never just put yourself in the situation, how are you ever going to get better? You just won't, right? And so that is 1, 2, and 4. So 3, the third point I have on here, or now fourth, is realize, and this is so important, realize that people are more focused on what others think of them than they're focused on what you're doing or saying. So a lot of times we think that everybody is focused on us, right? Like the whole night we think that we are on everyone's mind, like what is she wearing, what is she saying, what is she doing, who is she, who does she think she is, when in actuality, in reality, if you think about yourself, right, you are always focused on, oh my God, what is everyone thinking of me? Are they thinking about what I'm wearing? Are they thinking about my voice and how I sound and what I'm saying? And especially like on stage and stuff, like even on stage, yes, a lot of attention is on you, but think about it. The speaker is thinking about themselves. Like everyone is always thinking about themselves and worrying more about the way that they're presenting themselves and more worried about their life and what others think of them than they're ever focused on you. So essentially we drive ourselves crazy with thinking that everyone's attention is on us when it really isn't. And so a lot of our life, we waste so much time wondering what everyone's thinking of us, worrying about everybody's opinion of us, when in actuality, no one's really thinking about us. People are thinking about themselves and they're just appreciating you for who you are. They're appreciating the conversation. And even if you slip up and say something stupid, they're going to forget it in T-minus 3 seconds because they're more focused on their life and what they have going on and how they sound and how they are and what they're wearing than they are focused on you. So having that realization was super powerful for me as well. And I know that it can be for you too, because we waste so much time worrying about what other people think. And in actuality, no one's really thinking about you. So it's a really useful tip. And then the last one that I have on here is related to get comfortable being uncomfortable, but relates more toward the mindset work piece, right? So accepting growth and then a lot of mindset work. So as the years go by and as my experience grows and the more books I read and the more trainings I go to and the more things that I pick up on, the more I work on myself, the more I reveal my shadow self and work on my shadow self and have those bad days where I'm like, oh shit, I really need to work on myself, or the more uncomfortable I get through this journey, the more I grow and the more confident I get. You get to this point where you are just so self-aware, you have this different perspective of life, and you just realize that what's actually important in life is that we are connecting with each other. What's actually important in life is embracing yourself and embracing others for who they are. And the more you gain this awareness of what's important in life, the less you care about these superficial things. Because when you are shy or when you identify yourself as an introvert and you allow that to hold you back in life, you're actually being extremely selfish and you're allowing these surface things to get in your way. Because honestly, people need to hear your message. They need to get to know who you are. You have a story that could inspire millions of people. You have a viewpoint of life unlike anyone else. You have a perspective of life unlike anyone else, and people need to hear that from you. When you get caught up in these little things and you get caught up in this identity where you're shy or you're introverted and therefore that's why you can't be on a stage, or that's why you can't talk to people or lead a group or lead a meeting or hang out with certain people, when you get caught up in that, you're holding back so much of the world from your gifts. And that is just such a shame. And so my goal today is to really inspire you and to share with you these tips. And honestly, unless you take yourself out of your comfort zone and just do the damn thing, you're never going to really learn these 5 steps. So it's more like, this is what helped me, but it's because I took action on them that they helped me. It's not just intellectually knowing them, but it's actually physiologically and emotionally just embodying them and be like, all right, fuck it. Like, I'm never going to get to the next level of my life if I don't do something that scares the shit out of me. And people scared the shit out of me. And so I decided to just surround myself with more people, communicate with more people, connect with more people, and understand that people are just people. They're human beings. They want to connect. They're really not thinking that much about you. They're more focused on themselves because we're all human beings, right? There's that ego part of us. And so because of that, like, there's nothing to be afraid of. And so that is my episode today. Those are my 5 tips. Let me know if you are listening to the podcast. Go ahead and screenshot this episode. Let me know your favorite part, either by tagging me or sending me a DM. And those of you who are watching me on live stream, leave me a comment and let me know what really stuck out to you and what really helped you. And if you have a similar story to mine, how you overcame your shyness, or something that you can take from my tips and apply into your life. And then one last thing that I wanted to bring up, just because it is almost time to get started. Rich Babe is actually closing in about 24 hours, just a little bit over 24 hours. And it is the first round of 2018. And so I'm super excited to get started. It actually starts on Saturday and we close Friday morning to make sure that everyone gets in. And so for those of you who are really determined to take their mindsets around money to the next level and break through their financial limitations and annihilate any limiting beliefs or doubts or worries that have anything to do with money, and really start seeing the income that they desire and start manifesting the money and the experiences and the opportunities that you have always dreamed of, it's in Rich Babe, where I really take you down to the core of the exact process that I used when I started from being 25K in debt, living on my grandma's couch, to now earning multiple six figures on my way, very close to my very first $1 million. So from 25K in debt to self-made millionaire. The Rich Way process is exactly what I use, and it's what I'm so passionate about teaching to others. I touch on it a little bit in the Rich Babe Challenge, and of course my Unleash Your Inner Money Babe book. But if you want to really take it deep to the next level, I have just a couple more spots left in the Rich Babe round, and then it closes and you cannot get this information anywhere else, and you have to wait until the next round. And so I urge you and I ask you, would you rather wait a couple more months to be frustrated with your financial potential, with your financial situation, or would you much rather just fucking break through right now and unleash and unlock all the things that are holding you back and get into that abundant vibration with money? So that is my question for you. For those of you listening to the podcast, I will link the link in the show notes. So as soon as you hear this episode, I would immediately enroll. And for those of you watching the live stream, I'm going to come back and link it in the comments above. I love you guys so much. I truly hope that this episode helped you. I actually wasn't feeling it this morning. I was feeling a little bit, actually one of my psychic spiritual guides brought up an interesting, like, out of nowhere, she's like, Catherine, you're really working on your shadow self and you're almost through it and you're really bringing out your higher self through this process. And I can see your higher self growing and getting brighter and getting brighter. But in order to get there, you really need to work on your shadow self. So I feel like the last 3 days, I've just have not been feeling it at all. And how I get myself out of my head is by helping others. And so as soon as I put the focus on someone else and just understand that I'm here to help other people and that my problems aren't real problems, or at least whatever my problems are, I can overcome them. But really my mission is to help others overcome their problems. So I'm super glad I came on and recorded this episode, and I do have a flight to catch, so I'm going to go now. But anyway, just wanted to say I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Just love the shit out of you. So I hope you have a great day. Hope you have a phenomenal, what day is it? Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it is. I hope it's phenomenal for you, and I'll see you next time. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode.
If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.